It's 6:30 on a Saturday morning, and Roger I. Eldritz of Wellsburg is unloading his tractor for a day-long ride through Butler and Bremer County.
I've got a 1969 4020, which I bought brand new. So, still running, still like it.
And it's radio, so they don't know what color it is. Tell me what color it
is. It's a green with yellow wheels. John Deere.
I. Eldritz and roughly three dozen others with their green, red, orange, and even blue tractors have gathered in Shell Rock to take part in what's becoming a habit for many farmers who are either retired or looking for something to do as they wait for the harvest season to begin. Today's trek through the countryside is a fundraiser for the local museum. The largest and most well-known of these events began in 1996 in Des Moines and is much like Ragbri, only with tractors. Co-founder Mark Pearson says he believes the rides are popular because they're more than just a hobby.
In so many cases, they're trying to buy the tractor that Dad farmed with. The first tractor that they remember was a B. John Deere. It was a DC case. It was a little Ford tractor. For me, the first tractor I ever drove was a DC case of my grandfather's, and I got to drive in a circle in the barn lot.
The smaller events are one-day affairs and resemble a parade, with some participants adding decorations or signs. There are also guidelines: no cabs that enclose the driver, and no tractors newer than 1971. Pearson says, however, it's not limited to a certain make or color.
I just wish these old tractors could talk, because they've all got great stories to tell of when they were brought home and delivered by the local implement dealer. I think it's also interesting to see where you'll find areas and communities that are staunch red tractors, because through the years they had a very strong International Harvester dealer, or they had a really strong Case dealer, or a really strong Oliver dealer, or a really strong John Deere dealer.
One of those dealers is Dwayne Wubina, who's been selling orange Alice Chalmers tractors in the Dumont area for more than 50 years. He says the size of the implements have grown, and so have the price tags.
When I started in 1957, this was the tractor we were selling right here. It cost $2,850, full list price. Today, a lawnmower costs $10,000, a big lawnmower. So the big tractors are up close to $300,000.
Wubina says many farmers chose a particular type of tractor because of the availability of parts and service. But why would these farmers, who have spent so many hours in the field, get back on the tractors when they don't have to? International Harvester fan Bob Wamsley of Green says the answer is simple.
Well, you take like today, the sun's shining, it's a nice day. Why, it's just about like driving around with a convertible, I guess. You drive up past the other farmsteads and everything, and you get to see other people's places and get to view all the crops.
The tractor ride season is pretty much over, but you can bet it will be in full swing again next spring once the crops are planted. In Shell Rock, I'm Pat Blank, Iowa Public Radio News.
Take you for a ride on my big green tractor. We can go slow or make it go faster down through